Well, the Dream Act will help all the students that were brought here by their parents when they were little. You know, we have a members in our group that one of them, she was 2 months old when she came here. She barely speaks Spanish with an accent, and you know, they go to schools, they go all through high school, and when they're done with high school to go to college, it's really, really hard because they have to pay out-of-state tuition and they're not eligible to get any loans. They are not able to get any driver license or anything. So basically their lives stops right after high school.
The bill was first proposed in 2001. Democratic U.S. Senator from Illinois Dick Durbin is its principal sponsor. Sanchez said so far Senator Lemieux's response has been lukewarm because he wants more sweeping reform.
From one of the office in our last visit, in Fort Lauderdale, one of the staffers told us that he's not going to co-sponsor the DREAM Act just because he's such a like a piecemeal, and he will be willing to work more with a comprehensive immigration reform. And what we're asking him is to take a step forward in immigration reform by co-sponsoring the DREAM Act and ACT JUST. It's not like he's not going to be able to do, you know, everything. But he's more concerned about having something that will help and benefit more people than just a certain group. And also he wants to work more in enforcement, border enforcement.
Sanchez said that the demonstrators are also calling on the senator to call for more support of migrant farm workers, many of whom are undocumented. She said the DREAM Act and supporting farm workers go hand in hand.
You know, they come out of school with their degree, and then there's nothing else for them to do. They're just working at some low-paying job. I mean, we have some of the students, probably like three, that graduated this year. One of them, she was already working in the field, and she's still working in the field. And it's really sad that after getting the graduation and, you know, having all these straight A's and AP classes, everything that they could do, so maybe they will have a chance at some university, but it's not possible.
Anna, who didn't give a last name, is a recent graduate from a high school in Lakeland. She was brought to Florida from Mexico by her uncle to be with her mother, who was working in the fields. She was only 6 at the time, but says she remembers the border crossing.
I remember going through under a sewer. That's all I remember, going under the sewer, and the smugglers, the guys that brought us in, they stole all our money, all our gold, and then they just left us.
She says she wants to go to college and eventually start a business, but that picking tomatoes is currently her only option.
Right now I'm facing no job. I can't get a job. I'm working in the tomato fields picking tomatoes with my parents, which we only get paid like 45 cents per bucket. It's a 35-pound bucket. And it's really rough when the heat and then your skin gets all burned up, and it's really bad. I just want another job. I can't find any other one. That's the problem I'm facing right now.
Anna says that getting deported to Mexico would mean having to adjust to a culture she never really got to know.
We've lived here and we've studied like any other American kid, which I consider myself American too, because I've lived here my whole life. I've studied here my whole life. I don't even know my culture. I know their culture. So it would be kind of wild to go back to my country and face something totally different.
Enrique, who also declined to give a last name, said the key factor here is the fact that these students didn't exactly have a choice when they came across the border.
There are a lot of students who came here undocumented who didn't have a choice, who have lived in this country that, you know, they see the United States as their home country and that they want to keep going to school. And because of their immigration status, they're not able to do it.
The DREAM Act is a bipartisan bill. Indiana Senator Richard Lugar is among its Republican supporters. Jessica Garcia, a spokesperson for Senator Lemieux, also a Republican, said the Florida senator fears unintended consequences the bill might have.
The senator believes children should not have to pay for the transgressions of their parents, but at the same time, we have to be careful that any change in federal law does not have the unintended consequence of incentivizing additional illegal immigration. The senator believes that the current DREAM Act as written does not provide a long-term solution to the student's situation. A child that enters the country illegally on the day after the Durbin bill becomes law will be in exactly the same position as current students.